The Strength of Fields by James Dickey. A separation from the world, a penetration to some source of power, and a life-enhancing return. Van Gennep, Rite de Passage. Moth force, a small town always has, given the night. What field forms can be, outlining the small, civic-like decisions over a man walking near home. Men are not where he is exactly now, but they are around him like the strength of fields. The solar system floats on above him in town moths. Tell me, train sound, with all your long-lost grief, what I can give. Dear lord of the fields, what am I going to do? Streetlights, blue force and frailest the homes of men, tell me how to do it. How to withdraw, how to penetrate and find the source of the power you always had, light as a moth, and rising with the level and moonlit expansion of the fields around and the sleep of hoping men. You, I, what difference is there? We can all be saved by a secret blooming. Now as I walk the night and you walk with me, we know simplicity is close to the source that sleeping men search for in their own deep beds. We know that the sun is away. We know that the sun can be conquered by moths in blue hometown air. The stars splinter, pointed and wild. The dead lie under the pastures. They look on and help. Tell me, freight train, when there is no one else to hear. Tell me in a voice the sea would have, if it had not a better one. As it lifts hundreds of miles away, its fumbling, deep-structured roar, like the profound, unstoppable craving of nations for their wish. Hunger, time, and the moon. The moon, lying on the brain, as on the excited sea, as on the strength of fields. Lord, let me shake with purpose. Wild hope can always spring from tended strength. Everything's in that. That, and nothing but kindness. More kindness, dear Lord, of the renewing green. That's where it all has to start, with the simplest things. More kindness will do nothing less than save every sleeping one and night-walking one of us. My life belongs to the world, and will do what I can.